Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 30th of June, 1970. Tuesday morning, the 30th of June, 1970, and this is Channel 2 Right, the Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 30th of June, 1970. This beginning of Channel 2 Right. Beginning of Channel 2 Right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy and maybe Granddaddy this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of June, 1970.
Sweater, no.
Well, when you hearing from the folks?
Had a letter from Mother yesterday. Uh-huh. And she said it was cool up there. Yeah. She had on a little jacket.
Well, she's all right.
You have some Gatorade? Do you like this?
I'll try. I tasted it.
This might be good for Ben, too.
Well, I think anything that kind of building would help him in rest. Mm-hmm.
Y'all was putting some of that sod down. In the drive, you were putting some grass?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's a good idea. It washes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is supposed to...
What do this cost, Miss?
What does it cost? This is 40 cents for a bottle.
20 cents?
40.
40 cents.
40 cents for this bottle.
That's good.
It's supposed to give you energy.
Why, I asked you, to bring me a bottle, and I felt in my pocket, and I didn't have no money.
Oh. Well, I'll bring you a bottle. Uh-huh. I'll get you a bottle of it next time.
And
you just take a little sip of it. I mean,
that's
just
right.
About like that, after you've been working.
So I'll have to give you your money when you
come
back.
Well, I'll be happy to get it for
what?
You.
What? You ain't gonna drink nothing?
Yeah, come on with me. When I saw you on the porch down there, I knew it was time for a little drink.
No, I've been out there since a little after six. So we decided to we'd set up there and rest a while and then go back at it. You see the sun shining right there, it's getting kind of warm.
Well, if folks would just get up like you do,
mm-hmm.
and get the hoeing done early.
That's right. Do what you can on it. till it get hot.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Well, when it get getting too hot, I quit.
Yeah.
I go in the house then and work in there. Do something in there. You know, you never catch up, Miss Mile around your house. If it ain't something to do in there, something to do out there. So I get up and fix breakfast. I mostly let him. Well, I always let him get up when he gets ready. If I'm working, I fix his breakfast and leave it on the stove. Well, when he get up, he get it. Well, for time for lunch, I'll be back. And sometimes I don't cook no supper, just us two. You see, I want a little summer. We'll get a little lunch or a little something, some kind of drink of milk or something. We go on with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I cook every morning because I've got to have my coffee.
Oh.
If I don't get nothing else to eat, Miss Myers, plenty of times I don't. I just drink my coffee in the morning while I go on until lunch. But if I ain't got my coffee, I'm out of luck.
Is that right? But you don't drink coffee all during the day?
No, ma'am.
Just
I drink coffee. Mostly not. I just drink coffee in the morning. But I don't drink no more coffee that day. If I drink, I drink milk or some kind of juice or something like that. And I, after my lunch, you see, that ain't nothing but a sandwich sometimes, some kind.
Now, do you make tea, iced tea?
No. As well as I love it, I don't buy it. Because it don't like me somewhere or another. It gives me some kind of funny feeling inside. And it's kind of bad on my kidneys, I think. So I love it good as anybody, but I won't buy it. Because if I buy it, I'll drink too much. Now that's something I can drink all day long, every once in a while. So I don't buy it. Days I wait, I get a glass of at the house. I make that do me till the next day I wait. Now, Bessie likes tea. Sometimes I get a glass full of old that. She tell me, "Boy, Miss Daisy, won't you have a glass?" I said, "I like tea, but tea don't like me." "Well, a glass now and then ain't gonna hurt you." I said, "Give me." But I don't know what's wrong with Bessie. She don't seem to feel good.
Yeah.
No, she don't get around much. But as I told her the other day, she said she didn't feel good. I said, "Well, what did the doctor say?" I said, "Didn't the doctor tell you there wasn't nothing ailing you?" She said, "Yes, that's what he said." I said, "Well, I'll agree with him." I said, "You just think you sick." I said, "You ain't sick." She said, "Well, I know my feeling." I said, "Well, the doctor should know why you're feeling that way." But she did. She told me the doctor examined her good and said, the doctor told her, "Say, I don't see nothing here, you Bessie. Say, I don't see why that you feel sick. Say, I don't see no reason. Your blood's normal and your heart's all right. Say, I just don't see nothing wrong with you." I said, "Now, you think you're sick, and the doctor know you ain't." She's kind of like, "But you know, Miss Ma, lots of times, folks think you're sick. But you ain't sick. You just need to get up to exercise. Move around. Catch fresh air. And do something like that. You might feel kind of bad, but that's a way to get rid of it. I get up plenty mornings, and I don't feel good. But I get up, I get out if I'm going to work, I drink my coffee and I go to work. Up in the day, I feel all right. What if I just sit there or just lay there? I think I'm sick. I call it laziness. That's what I call it.
Well, it's a good thing maybe that you have your work over there to do. It makes you get up.
Yes.
And go.
That's right. Well, it means much to me. Of course, the children stay or fuss about it sometimes, but they don't do nothing to keep me from it. And then, if they was to help me, if they was to have money to spare to give me some of them, I'd work right on.
Yes.
Because the reason I work is I tell them I don't just work for the money, because I don't get much money out of it. I said, but work means more to anybody than a payday if they get it right. I said, one thing work means is honest to work. Another thing work means it's right to work. I said it's exercising to you to work. I said, and then the payday come late. I said, that's the way I feel. Well, you could exercise. I said, well, you exercise like you want, I exercise like I please. I said, I'll work because I want work. But it's too far for you to say, no, it ain't. Did I couldn't go and come back? What ain't too far? So they don't say nothing to me now, Miss
Marley. Yeah.
I don't bother them about taking me. I don't bother them about coming after me.
Okay.
I'll go myself and come myself. That's good, Miss Mara.
And I think if you have just a little bit of it, you don't need a whole lot. Because
that's right.
It's very sweet. And just a little sip of it, like I gave you then, after you come in from hoeing, working,
yes,
is good. And I think it'd be good for Ben.
Well, I'm going to get him to try.
Sometimes doctors prescribe this when you need a little energy. And we like it better in the big bottle. You can get it with a sort of carbonated water in it, but I don't like it that way. This is the best, like this.
So this is really nice, and it's got a nice taste.
We don't like our children to drink so much carbonated water, cold drinks and stuff. It's expensive, and so I try to keep this or a little just fruit juice, or plain water.
That's for the children.
Yes.
Well, they're all gone back.
Yes. Yeah, they've gone. Now, what do you do at your work now?
Where I work at? Well, I mostly...
They're gone, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am. They're gone. Well, I don't have to go over there.
I see.
Unless it rains.
So you have everyone.
And it comes from that way. It blows in the front porch if the wind blows. Well, as it rains, I go check check the port and see if any water on. But without that, well, then I don't have to go. Well, they is going up to the Carolina home.
Uh-huh.
But the boy, he's, you see, he works on the farm now.
Uh-huh.
To help his dad out. Well, he'll be in and out the house whilst they gone. Because he's here alone, his wife. She's in Mississippi with her mother. Her mother come down here. I don't know how long she stayed, but she went back with her mother. I don't know how long she'll be gone. But they said, you know, most of them, they go. They carry dogs to Gainesville and put them, leave them up there somewhere to the dog house, dog farm or something.
But so you have a little vacation.
Yes. Have a little more time at home. Have every day till they come back.
You don't call that a vacation?
No. But I like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe I catch up with some of the things I need to do at home. Because
yeah.
Some days when I come up there, I don't do nothing else but cook supper.
Oh.
Mm-mm. If I feel tired or anything, well, I get me a little lunch or something. Then I lay down and rest a while. And I get up when I get ready. Well, I lay down a little bit. I may do a little house clean. I may do a little something. I ain't going to lay down no half a day.
Do you know this Raleigh man that Bessie talks about? That has his Raleigh products?
Yes. I used to know him a long time ago. But he went off, and we never seen him here until about a month ago. Of course. He's got older than somebody to say. He's not the same man, but he used the same stuff. Somebody said the old man that used to handle it died.
Mm-hmm.
And this man married his widow, you see, to help her with her first husband's produce.
I see.
Uh-huh. That's what somebody said. Now, this man, he told me, he said the way he have to do, he said, I can't walk. Now I have arthritis so bad, and it's so hard for me to get in and out the car. He said the way I have to do, I drive up front of your door and I blow, and you come out and get what you want. I said, well, so I said, do you have that? He said, yes, I have it so bad till I make so poor out getting along. Now I thought about this. Some folks ain't got nothing, and they don't try to do nothing. Now he can't walk, he can't get about, he said. He make a poor out, you know. But he still can work enough to make his living. And he willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if he wasn't willing, didn't have some kind of willpower, he wouldn't fool with that stuff.
I guess he has some good things.
Yes, sir. He has some good liniment.
Oh?
I used to buy years ago.
Oh?
He had the best liniment. Oh, fine. But been a long time. You know, she's taking for indigestions or cramps or anything like that. And you could get eased right away. I sure was glad to see him last month so I could get me some.
You use it for indigestion?
Yes, ma'am. Any kind of miracle. You know, we have cramps sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And it's good.
Take just a little spoonful?
Take a teaspoonful in a glass of water. Not quite big as this. Have the water warm.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little bit of sugar in it. Woo, it's hot. But he's a sure ease of miseries.
And he still has it?
Yes, ma'am. He still has it. Just like he did years ago. It's the same stuff.
Well, you ought to keep a little of that on hand if it's if
yes,
it
ma'am.
You.
I'm going to since I find it. I've got a whole bottle full of all but one dose. I ain't needed but one dose since I got it. And that was last month, so this time it comes, I didn't have to get none.
Mm-hmm.
But next time it comes, I'm going to get me another bottle and put it away.
Yeah.
I can keep it with the seal on it. Good as he keep it. He ain't got it on the ice.
That's
and
right.
Nothing. Yeah. Get it and put it away. In case he go off again and we can't find
it. You can't buy it at the store?
No. You can't buy it at the store? You can't buy it? No way. Well, I haven't tried the drugstore. You see, I like the children. I can't get around and get about them. They got their cars and their things and they got their transportation, so they can go when they get ready. Well, they go when they get ready, Miss Ma, but they go where they want to go. They hardly ever want to go the way I want them to go. So I don't bother them. I don't bother them.
Now, back in Georgia, if you didn't have this kind of liniment, I wonder what your mother would have done.
I don't know. I don't know. Nah, it's so long. I tell you, most things my mother used was cast oil and turpentine. Oh, and I hate turpentine today. My mother gave me so much of that stuff. You know, back there, them days, parents didn't teach the girls nothing, you know, about what was going to happen sitting at the time. They didn't tell them nothing about it. My mother didn't.
Uh-huh.
And some more of them did it. And I didn't know what in the world had happened to me.
Uh-huh.
It was like it scared me to death.
Uh-huh.
I just thought, sure, if my mama find out this, she's going to beat me to death.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know no better.
Uh-huh.
Well, we live close to a creek. And every time I see that little spot, I'd go down there to that creek and wash my panties.
Uh-huh.
And wash my tail. Put them back on the wet.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be long. So it was ready for the wash again.
Yes.
So I done that about 3 months and got along well. But that third month, I couldn't clean them things to save my life.
Uh-huh.
Someone would have taught me.
Uh-huh.
When she went to wash, she didn't buy nobody to wash for her.
Yeah.
She done her own wash. And she called me to ask me about that stuff. I was like, do fail day. Oh, just scared.
Scared, yeah.
So, then she told me.
Then she told you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Why she ought to done told me.
Yes.
Well, you see, I caught a lots of cold, they say.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Wearing them wet clothes.
Yeah.
But it was one old midwife there. She sure raked my mother out.
Oh.
She did. Well, every month I'd just almost die with them pain. But she didn't know nothing but peach tree poultices and turpentine.
Peach tree poultices?
Yeah, take some meal, boil some peach leaves, and take some meal and mix up in that and pour turpentine in that stuff. Well, they said that would ease them pain. Miss Molly didn't do a bit of good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do me a bit of good. Well, then she'd give me that turpentine. Well, it kind of eased it, you know.
How did you take it?
That turpentine. She'd pour a little on a spoon and pour a little water in, and that's where I had to take it. Ooh, I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
Now. I don't fool with turpentine.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to tell me sometimes. You ought to have a little turpentine. I said, I don't want none. I said, my mother filled me up with turpentine. I said, she gave me enough turpentine to last me till I die. I said, I don't like that stuff. And I didn't use it with my children either. I'd rather have something else for pain. But back there, I think, my parents did the best they could for me. They done what they know.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know nothing but what somebody told them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, they didn't go to school. They didn't have no education. They couldn't read for nothing. Well, they'd go by what somebody else read and tell them. They would share it with them. And I often think that's one wrong thing. Now, my dad, he wanted us to go to school, but my mother, she didn't care nothing about it. She didn't care where we went or not. Any day she was going to do something, well, we had to stay home all day that day and help her. But my daddy wasn't like that. He wanted us to go to school every day, but he would obey my mother. And whatever my mother said, that was it. So that's why we didn't get a chance to go to school. But I think that's robbery. You know, keep your children out of school. I think you ought to let them go to school some, anyhow, enough. From the kind of take care of itself. Of course, back then, you didn't have to have education to get a job. Of course, what they were doing, anybody could do it. Farming, like that, growing cotton, corn, sweet potatoes, peanuts, and gardens of all kinds. Well, anybody could do it. You didn't have to read for it. But now, you sure need something to go on. You need something to help you. Why? There wasn't no tractors then. But now, you've got to know how to drive a tractor. They don't use horses no more to fix their ground. Use a tractor, take the tractor and fix it up. Plant it. Yeah. But that's been a long, long time, Mr. Mark.
Children learn those things just at home, I guess.
Yes.
And that's...
At home. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But some children, they went to school every day.
Oh.
Some parents, they're going to see that their children went to school.
When you were young. You
when I was coming along, and I ought to have been in school a heap of days. Well, I had to be home. Well, other children, they was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Lots of folks, they send their children to school every day. Well, they learn what was to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them grew up and educated, and school teachers, and all these things. But they had to work for it. They went to school. And teachers in that time, they was heaps stricter than they is now.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, a school teacher, if you sent your child to school, that child had to obey her. She'd tell the parents this. From the time he leaves your house coming to me, he's in your care. From the time he leaves that school out until he gets back to you, he's in my care. I'm responsible for what he do between that schoolhouse and home.
Mm.
And if he don't obey me, well, then I whoops him. And they'd whoop him, too. Yes, sir. Well, that made young and shy. He would try to learn, and he'd try to do what she say. And when she turn out of school, she tell him go straight home. Most of them went. Course, it's always been some contrary and wasn't going to obey nobody. But they got whooped for it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they do what they please. They don't get a good talk.
Much less a whipping.
Much less a whooping. They don't get a good talk. Most of the time, the parents see right why he had some reason to do what he done. He didn't have no reason to do it. He wanted to do it because he knew there wasn't nothing to it when he done it.
Oh. Now the parents can sort of reason it out and say that the child, yeah.
Well, he can come home and say, the teacher don't like me. And she's mean. Or he's mean. No, his parents believe that. And the teacher ain't doing nothing but trying to help him. Trying to get him. As I tell them, if the parents would do their duty and was more stricter and had more time for the children, it wouldn't be all these rioters and all this stealing, breaking in, and going on. It's the parents' fault. It's their parents neglecting. Well, the teacher don't supposed to raise your child. She's supposed to teach him and share what she know with him. Well, I think parents ought to appreciate that. Two things I said, if I'd ever, and if I had a chance to have the education and sense enough to do it, I wouldn't be nobody's school teacher. And I wouldn't be a seamster.
You wouldn't be a seamster?
No. Them two things I wouldn't be. Really, I ain't gonna be nobody's school teacher. I'm not gonna worry with them and the children. No. But somebody likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks likes it. Now, Miss Lois, she loves it. She'd love to teach school. That's all she was doing, and she's still doing it, and like it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her, I'd rather you and me. I said, of course, I ain't hardly got sense enough to go home. She just like it. I said, but if I could, I couldn't be a school teacher. Might have done very well back there, but now, whoo. Miss Marla, I can't stand it.
Too many children.
And they're so unruly. School teachers have a hard time now.
Well, I thought maybe you'd like to be a seamstress. I see you sewing all the time.
Well, I just like it for myself.
For
I don't want to be responsible for nobody.
I see.
Clothes. I don't want to be responsible for nobody. And I used to didn't want nobody to be responsible for me, and I still don't. I buy mine already made or sew them up together myself.
Oh, you make some of your clothes yourself?
Yes. I make some of them myself. But my machine is out of sticks, and I can't get it fixed. And so that makes a difference with me. I don't sew much, because I can't see too well. And then my eyes get tired sewing on my fingers, they done got kind of stiff. They don't move like they should.
They do better with a hoe, don't they?
Man.
They do better with a hoe.
They'll do better with a hoe and the real needle.
Well, I used to sew some, but I think that's what happens. I'd rather do something else now.
And the sew.
Yeah.
No, you teach us now, don't you?
Yeah, but Miss Daisy, I don't teach a classroom full of students.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just have one or two at a time.
Uh-huh.
Makes a difference.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, look.
Well, I'm missing all that better than here.
Why,
well,
sure.
Good grief.
Lazy.
Well, just start all over again. Let me hear it.
We've been having a good time. He just missed
yes,
it, hadn't he, Miss Daisy?
He did. I was beginning to think you were going off.
No, I'm just doing a little work now. Is Gracie pretty good housekeeping?
Yes, sir.
Well, somebody told me she was a very good housekeeper.
Yes, sir. She's as clean as anybody.
Yeah?
I know. Yes, sir. She's a good housekeeper. You know, when she was here, she used to help Miss McCray, and she helped Miss Flora Richardson.
Yeah.
Somebody else she used to help when she was here. Yes, sir, Grace is good in the house. But down there, she ain't doing nothing. She ain't good no there but in her house.
Well, now, if you had her over there with you,
oh, me and her could do some work.
You could do some work.
Me and Gracie.
Yeah.
Cause she sees she's strong, yeah.
Yeah.
And able to do it. She likes to do it. She likes to work.
Maybe she could even help me.
No, oh, she
is,
would.
Does she know how to cook and sew and all those things?
Well, she cooked for herself. So for herself, I don't know of her sewing for nobody.
Sure. I don't.
And then she never did cook. I ain't never known her to cook out or nothing like that. She mostly wash and clean house and do things like that. But when it comes to the cooking, she let them do the cooking or get somebody else to cook.
Mm-hmm.
She never cooked.
She liked to work in the field too, didn't she?
Yes, sir. That's her home. That's where she want to be, in the field.
Yeah. And there she is, all cooked up down there.
Oh, not satisfied at all.
Yeah. Well, now she
told me when she was here, she sure hate that she left. She said, I wished them many times since I've been there. I'd have stayed here. I said, well, you didn't say nothing to me about you were going. I said, if you had told me you was going, I said, I'd have told you better stay here. I said, you can exercise and you can make a living here and you better stay. I said, well, I know anything, you gone.
I don't know. Now, look at that. If she and Miss Bessie, what'd she do with all her furniture and stuff?
Well, Mr. Myers, I don't rightly know. But some of it, I did hear that George Mitchell had some of it. And I heard that Miss Kelly had some, and somebody else had some of it. But why she, and she carried some with her. But she told me when she was up here to my aunt's burying, to her funeral, part of her stuff was still packed up there.
Hmm.
Had nowhere to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's packed up there rotting it.
Yeah.
She said, well, couldn't they say, I ain't got nowhere to put it. I said, Gracie, you should have found out what you were doing before you went to do it. I said, not me. I tell you, ain't nobody gonna cool me up, Mr. Miles, if I'm doing very well. I'm gonna let well do me. I'm not gonna let nobody burn me up and drag me off to a place I don't know nothing about. Stay home.
You know, I think about that, I thought about that a number of times. Things would have been so different right here in the neighborhood if she and Miss Bessie could have made some arrangements then.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if she'd been there, Miss Bessie, she could have helped her out.
Help a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She could help a lot. But she was in her own house. She had a house.
Sure.
Had her furniture scattered around where you could see. She could go when she get ready.
Yeah.
Come when she please. Well, now, days that she wasn't working, if Miss Bessie needed her, she'd be glad to come and help her.
Yeah.
Clean up for her.
Yeah.
And clean round there for her. And she can do it. She can have to clean things.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh, we miss her, don't we?
We do. I know when she was up here to that boy's funeral, her grandson, and she stayed with me 2 weeks that time. And when she left here, my house was just as clean. Days I'd go to work, she'd work out. Clean up my house. Cook. I wouldn't think she wouldn't cook for me. I'd have to cook. But washing, I went to work one day, and I come back. She done washed all of my clothes, and they were nearly dry. Then the next day, me and her ironed up every piece. So I told her, I said, you didn't have to come all the way from Miami up here to wash my dirty clothes. She said, that ain't what I come by. I come to the funeral. But you wasn't here, and I could wash them. And I did wash them. I said, thank you.
Well, she can wash out there under that mulberry tree, you see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the old goose, I think he got mad with me the other day. I washed. He was out there on the tree, and I went out there to clean round the tree where I could stand there to wash. He got up and he walked off and he looked at me. I said, it's mine this morning. I said, you've been had it. I said, but I got it this morning. He went on over to his house, over to Bessie's. Well, after a while, every once in a while, he'd come back. And he'd stand there and look a while, and he'd holler. And I said, no, I ain't gone yet, and it'll be a while before I do go. He turned around and going on back home. Well, he done that till I got through washing. I got through washing, went in the house, I looked out there. He was out there in his place. So, as I told Beth, I said, he loved that tree good as me.
Yes, sir. We made a we all made a mistake when Gracie moved off, but you know, she had her mind on that then, and
she don't have but one daughter.
Yeah.
And her daughter, you know, some folks' children, they the boss.
Yes, sir.
They can make their parents do anything. No, but. My children don't boss me. They grown and I don't try to boss them. And I was grown a long time before they was born and then Nina trying to boss me. I tell her I'm still got some sense. I still know what I want to do.
You don't, down there where you are now, you don't run into varmints like you did when you was over there at the junction and around.
Talking about down here where I stay?
Yeah.
No, sir, I don't see no farmers.
None at all?
No, sir, I ain't seen nothing since I've been there.
Bess is always talking about them.
Well, yeah, she sees them. And I heard Ben say that he heard a fox out there the other night. Boy, asked me, did I hear him? I said, I ain't hear nothing but Sergeant. He said, that wasn't Sergeant. It barked like a fox. I said, well, I didn't hear it. But I said this, anything can come up there that won't. That field of Lord's over there, it's growed up with weeds and things. Yeah, Freddy got corn over there. And you can't hardly see nothing but the top of the corn some of it. That old grass has outgrowed the corn.
It has this year.
Yes, this year. Well, it's just so dry and so long before the corn had a chance, I reckon. But that grass, it was coming on all the time.
Well, there's plenty of place for a few varmints around there.
There's plenty of places for them to come, but I don't know. He bothers with them. I don't hear. I ain't got nothing for them to come at. Every once in a while, Bess and Miss a chicken or something. Karen and them say the vomits, things eat up all their chicken. They ain't got a chicken. I said, they didn't eat them up when Liza was living. I said, I used to buy eggs from Liza all the time. She said to me, she said, yes. She said, but Liza's gone and the chickens went behind. I said, because nobody didn't try to keep them. Didn't even tow down the chicken yard.
Yeah. Well, you gotta keep them up at night.
What?
Chickens.
Your chicken. Yeah. Liza kept them up.
Yeah.
At night.
Well, now, over there at the junction, what did you have over there, Miss Daisy?
I had a chicken house and chicken yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put them, full feed in there. In the evening, or they go in there. And I shut the gate. I make the children shut the gate. In the morning, I turn them out.
Now they roamed all out there in the woods?
In them woods. All out there in them woods. And in that orange grove, you know, there's a big grove right around there where I stayed. And they would go all out there. And do you know, It didn't nothing bother my chicken much, but the hawks, they would come. I've been feeding them right here, and these little hawks, he'd come down from somewhere right down there by my feet and get a bit and go.
Now, you seen that with yourself?
With my eyes, I'd be feeding them. And I don't know, I guess he'd come out the orange tree or somewhere. But when I'd see him, he'd be done, got down, got the bit and gone. But you see, it was lots of dogs round there. Mr. Clark, that was a white man, he hunt, him and his boys hunt all the time. Well, they kept the things kind of scared.
Oh, yeah.
Woodard Coleman over there, he had dogs too.
How far was you from Woodard?
About a mile.
Away.
Now, after he moved over to his daddy's place, I was about a mile from him. But before his daddy died, I was a long way from Woodard.
Yeah.
Well, Woodard's home, it was way back over there, the other side of River Stick.
Yeah.
Now, he had his daddy's home place now. But they would hunt.
Up to the house? Yes.
Well, they would catch coons, possums, foxes.
Yeah.
Now and then, they would kill a wildcat up there.
Mm-hmm. I know the dogs used to run them old wild bobcats.
Yeah. And them bobcats would give them a fit, too, sometimes. I remember one evening, you know, where we was coming from fishing, there was lots of palmettos up there. So them dogs, I don't know whether, I think they must have just found this bobcat. Oh, that thing was about that long and high. So Mr. Clark's dog got at it. And that thing got tired of running from him, I guess. And he got in a bunch of them there parameters. And every time a dog would put his head in there, he slapped it. So it was the funniest thing to me. That cat was beating them dogs. I think he had about four dogs. But that cat was working on them. So he hollered to his boys, "Don't let that cat kill my dog. Call him off. Don't let my cat kill my dog." I thought about that. I said, "Ben, do you think the cat's gonna kill him?" Ben say, "Think right. If they go in there, he gonna kill him."
And you just could stand there and watch that.
Yeah. Well, we was going home, and he was just ahead of us, so we just stood there to see what was going to happen. But the way they got him, them boys got the dogs off him. Now that cat, I guess he's sitting there waiting for him to come back. So they daddy shot him and killed him. Ben says he's going to kill every one of them dogs. They'd cut the throat like a man had a razor if they'd go up there. And when he brought him out there, that thing was that long. I said, "Whoo, my Lord, he's big enough to kill him."
What did Mr. Clark do back in there?
He farmed.
Yeah. And had them dogs. Hunted at
night. Work on the farm in the day. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He kept a bunch of dogs. Good dogs. Now these dogs, they ain't no good.
Yeah.
They ain't sitting for nothing but you to feed them. You don't want nothing to eat. not even to a rabbit. I seen a rabbit the other evening with that Vinus Bessie's gate, a little old half-grown rabbit. She said she seen a big rabbit out there in her yard. They asked me, did I see him? I said, no, I didn't see him. I said, I see that little one past the gate the other day. She said, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a big one. She said, there's plenty of rabbits out there. I said, well, they can stay out there. There ain't nothing here to bother them. I said, these dogs ain't studying.
We can go by there and get some of them figs, if you think there's something right, Faye. You know, this little pear tree out here, that's going to be a good year for them pears. Do you ever cook them?
Pears?
Uh-huh.
I used to a long time ago, Mr. Maher. But all the pears I cook now, just cook enough for me.
Yeah.
Make me a pie, and yep. Then I like them. Just eat them.
Yeah.
Pear.
Oh, they are good. I like these. And you know, you can just cook them up and keep them in
the refrigerator somewhere. Get them when you want.
Yes, and they're fresh, you know.
That's right.
They taste much better than jelly and stuff you buy. I don't know what they do to that jelly you buy.
It don't taste like that. They used to make it home.
No.
It don't taste like that.
Nope.
It don't have too much taste to it.
We go out here and see if we can find a few figs, guy.
All right.
And I tell you, Miss Daisy, when I go to the store, I'll pick you up some of that Gatorade.
All right, Mom. And I'll
give
you your money when you come back.
No, I want to give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
So that's the end of that beautiful little tape, that little visit. That's the end of that beautiful little visit this Tuesday morning, 30th of June, 1970. The end of Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, about 8.50 on Channel 2 Right, This is about 8.50 on Channel 2 Right, the end of the visit, Miss Daisy all by herself, Daisy and Faye and me. Mostly Faye. I didn't go in till way along, the best part of it, around 8.50 more, Channel 2 Right, this Tuesday morning, the 30th of June, 1970.